Republican Rockland County Executive Ed Day says the measles outbreak is currently the longest one in the nation and the largest in the state in 30 years. Day says the outbreak in his county is accelerating.
We have seen 33 new cases since we declared our now nullified state of emergency 3 weeks ago. In short, we saw this coming.
His concern is amplified with the upcoming Passover and Easter holidays and all the anticipated gatherings. The outbreak is mainly in Hasidic and Orthodox Jewish areas of the county. Day says Rockland was ahead of the crisis, but became hamstrung with recent court rulings.
The fact of the matter is that we have had 5 cases go to intensive care units, including 1 infant. Need we wait for someone to die?
Day had issued his initial emergency declaration at the end of March under New York State Executive Law Section 24, which he still believes was an appropriate vehicle.
I plan to renew Rockland's state of emergency when it expires on April 25th. In the place of an emergency order related to that declaration of emergency, which I am permitting to expire.
He says emergency declarations have been issued in this manner for storms, which Day says are far less critical than a public health emergency. Goshen attorney Michael Sussman represents parents of unvaccinated children who filed suit against the emergency order that barred those under 18 years of age unvaccinated against measles from public places. He says it is unfortunate that Day continues to assert emergency authority under a state law intended for different purposes. For now, Day is going a different route, through the county health department. County attorney Thomas Humbach explains.
This is a whole different authority of law that this is authorizing this action by the commissioner. It is a different theory of how to go about enforcement of the law. The emergency declaration is issued on a statute that does not have a lot of precedent and case law behind it. However, the powers of the Commissioner of Health to protect the public health are very strong and have been the subject of much precedent in the courts.
County Health Commissioner Dr. Patricia Schnabel-Rupert has issued new guidelines under a communicable disease and exposure exclusion order. First, any person diagnosed with the measles or exposed to a person diagnosed with the measles must be excluded from indoor and outdoor public places for up to 21 days. Individuals are required to cooperate with county public health authorities by providing information regarding details of one's illness, exposures, and contacts. Failure to comply can result in a $2,000 fine per violation per day.
So my focus now will be on the children. As I mentioned, over 84% of cases in those have occurred in 18 years of age and under. And this order will be given to the parents of the children who are responsible for the child.
Sussman calls this a quarantine of the sort for which he has advocated for several months. Rupert says another component of her order concerns unvaccinated students. MMR is the vaccine against measles, mumps, and rubella. In December, Rupert issued an exclusion order that applies to 2 zip codes considered hotspots and keeps unvaccinated children from attending schools with vaccination rates below 95%. Now she is expanding the exclusion order by ordering unvaccinated children without medical or religious exemptions from attending schools that have achieved the 95% rate.
I have the authority from the State Commissioner of Health to exclude those children who are not up to date on their immunizations. With this outbreak, I am implementing further exclusions of students without evidence of proper MMR vaccination, and that's effective immediately.
Schools in these 2 zip codes must continue to exclude unvaccinated students and turn over to the health department all requested attendance and vaccination records. Rupert says the expanded order comes as she now has information resulting from a state and county audit that identifies students who are not vaccinated against measles or who do not have evidence of immunity against measles. Rupert says the first order was delivered April 12th to parents of an unvaccinated child. As of April 17th, Rockland had 190 confirmed cases of measles since the outbreak began in October, with the visit of 7 travelers from Israel. There also is a measles outbreak in Brooklyn, where city officials have mandated mandatory measles vaccinations. This, too, faces legal challenges. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.